Kadosh Baruch Hu Tov, Shavua Tov. Zalacha brought down that says as follows to do with Birkat Kohanim. A Kohen that still did not pray Shachrit and he goes into a Bet Knesset and he sees that the Shliach Tzibur is in the middle of the Chazara and he's arriving to Retzeh. So he says, En ha-tfilah me'akevet otom li'isa kapav. So tefillah in itself, meaning the fact that he didn't pray Shachrit, is not going to impede or stop him from doing Birkat Kohanim. Lefichach, therefore, Ya'akor raglav b'retzeh, he's going to do Akirat raglav by Retzeh. And at the end of Birkat Modim, he is going to say Birkat Kohanim. So he says, however though, if he already found that the Shliach Tzibur is in Birkat Modim, then he's not supposed to do Aliyah LeDuchan, because as long as he didn't do Akirat Raglav Beretzeh, he's not supposed to be Oleh LeDuchan. Now, we also have to remember that if you remember once in the past, we brought down that Akirat Raglav does not mean going to wash the hands. That's some opinions say that, but a lot of opinions says it has to be that they're on the way back. That's why we said that if it's by Retzeh, we would wait by Retzeh in order to make sure that they're already on their way back. Not on the way there, but on the way there, that's not Akirat Raglav. That's Akirat Raglav, that's not Nitilat Yadayim. It's Akirat Raglav to do the Aliyah LeDuchan. So therefore, it has to be on the way back that they're already traveling, as it say, or coming on the way back. That's when we're doing the Birkat Kohanim. So it says, V'imadayin lo yispika kohen levarech Birkat Torah. However, though, what happens if this Kohen did not say Birkat Torah? So it says it is proper that he's first going to do Birkat Torah between Retzeh and Birkat Kohanim. Then afterwards he should do Nesiyat Kapayim and say Birkat Kohanim. The same halakha would apply that if he's going to suspect that it's going to pass Kriyat Shema, so he should say first of all the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, or even the first Pasuk of Shema with Baruch Shem Kavod Gadol Ve'eh between Retzeh and Birkat Kohanim, and then he would do Birkat Kohanim. So he says that even if he's going to suspect that it's going to pass the time of Tefillah, if they told him to go up to do Aliyah LeDuchan, meaning they told him to do Birkat Kohanim, so then he would go up to do Birkat Kohanim, because Birkat Kohanim is mitzvah min haTorah. Tefillah is only Durabbanan, because since he already prayed Arvit the night before, he was already Zechova the Doraita. And also, not only that, Tefillah Shachrit has Tashlumin Mincha. But, right, Birkat Kohanim, the second he lost it. So he says, and if they didn't tell him to go up, so then he should go out of the Bet Knesset and then he should pray. That's the different halachot to do with the Shliach Tzibur, if it is that he's coming late, in order that he should be able to know what are the halachot, whether he could do Birkat Kohanim even without saying Shachrit or not.